I'm Aaron Schachter, in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. You could call it a baby step towards peace. I'm talking about the agreement between Ukraine and Russia to try and calm tensions along their shared border. It calls for all protesters in Ukraine to disarm and leave the government buildings they've occupied. But here's the problem. They won't go. The leader of the pro-Russia protesters in eastern Ukraine says they're staying put until Ukraine's interim government resigns. The CBC's Derek Stoffel is in Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. Derek, you've been speaking to pro-Russian activists there. What are they saying?
Well, they're not going anywhere. They continue their occupation of the main regional government building here in Donetsk. I was just there a little while ago. And just to give you a sense of what it actually looks like, this is a big multi-story government administration building, a sort of run-of-the-mill Soviet times looking building. But what they've done is they've erected this large barricade outside, tires and scrap metal, pretty much anything they could find. And they let us inside the barricade where, you know, people were, leaders were talking on the stage. In Russian, trying to, you know, keep up the fight was the message there. And we didn't speak to any of these leaders themselves, but the people on the ground, these pro-Russian supporters, they say they're not going anywhere. And the reason why is they simply don't trust the other side. They don't trust the Ukrainians. And as you mentioned, they don't recognize the government in Kiev. They say it is illegitimate. And as a result, they say that the government, this new government, the interim government in Kiev, is actually occupying the presidential offices, the parliament. So they say that the government needs to abandon these government buildings before they leave their positions here. So they're firmly entrenched for the foreseeable future.
Derek, did you get the impression that the guys you talked to were sort of the leaders of their own movement, or were they taking orders from someone else?
Certainly taking orders from someone else. These were, you know, people who all said that they were from the Donetsk region here, people, you know, Ukrainians, of course, but they don't want to be a part of Ukraine. But that's the really good question. Who are these people and where are they getting their orders from? I was talking to some pro-Ukrainians yesterday who say, well, this is obviously coming from the security services in Russia. We've not verified whether that's the case. It's hard to do that. But they are dug in. You know, there's billboards and signs all with the same sort of message. So it's well organized. This isn't just sort of, you know, a small grassroots protest movement. It is well organized, and they are listening to orders from above.
And it's not a peaceful sit-in either, is it? From what I understand, the protesters are armed.
Indeed. You know, most of the people I saw, you know, yesterday and again today, there was fewer people there today, are not armed. You know, they're sort of run-of-the-mill people who have come taking time from their jobs or whatever, and they've come down to show their support. But there are a good number of men, and I have to say they've all been men. Here they're wearing mismatched camouflage or, you know, in a couple of cases, black balaclavas, black jackets. But I've seen a fair number of guns. I've seen lots of knives and, you know, whether it's metal rods, wooden sticks, things like that. We tried to talk to a couple of these armed people today, and they didn't necessarily want to talk to, you know, the Western media. But one man I spoke to said he will not give up his he had a metal rod. He said he's not about to hand this over to anyone on the Ukrainian side.
Okay, so there's this agreement in Geneva that all militias, all groups with guns or metal rods will disarm, but nobody will. So where do we go from here?
Well, that's the thing. You know, here on the ground, no matter what side you talk to, no one believes that this deal reached yesterday is going to bring an end to the conflict. It's Good Friday here and around the world. So I went to a church and talked to some people going in, and a woman said, of course, she wants this to de-escalate, to calm down or to end, but she doesn't think that it's going to happen. And the real reason is that on both sides, there really is so much mistrust on both sides that who's going to be first, who's going to maybe offer this amnesty. The Ukrainian government, I should say, is working on a bill in parliament in Kiev today that would see pro-Russian, protesters who lay down these weapons and leave these buildings, they wouldn't face charges unless they've been accused of murder or something like that. But no one seems here on the ground which side is going to go first. And as a result, they've dug in their heels. And from my position here, it's hard to see this agreement really doing very much.
The CBC's Derek Stoffel. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Aaron.